Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 711. Habits Determine Health, by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, I've been on spring break the past couple of weeks, but today, classes start again, so I've got to go teach. So I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you. So let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Habits Determine Health, by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com. The health, fitness, and wellness worlds are anything but straightforward. Wildly shifting from one hot trend to the next, companies and businesses benefit from endlessly complicating messages about health. The cacophony of information on how to be healthier, fitter, leaner makes even the most grounded person's head spin and ears ring. Much of the noise in the world of nutrition relates to relatively superficial changes. Coconut oil, chia, quinoa, kombucha. These foods are often promoted as life-changing panaceas. And while yes, substituting a more healthy oil or quinoa for white bread are positive switches, one simple change, one time, may not make that much of an impact on your overall health. What drastically influences health are foundational habits which can be tweaked and improved upon over time. Few people discuss habits because they're not sexy and because they take true effort to modify, so they're hard to commodify. Foundational habits are the baseline habits that drive much of our daily activity. Keep in mind, habits are not intentions. We might intend to eat nutritiously, but when we inspect our consumption habits, what we actually do, a different picture may emerge. Foundational habits will differ depending on your goals, expectations, and preferences. So what's appropriate for one person is not necessarily appropriate for another. For reference, I'm going to list some of my favorite current health habits. 1. Eat a whole foods, plant-based diet full of vegetables, quality fats, and protein, and low in added sugar. 2. Intentional movement every day and fitness-improving exercise 4 to 5 days per week. 3. Actively manage stress with outdoor activity, playing with my daughter, cooking, listening to music, or practicing yoga. 4. Get sufficient sleep to feel well-rested. 8 hours is ideal for me. 5. Drink at least 64 ounces of water daily with a low to moderate caffeine and alcohol intake. And 6, limit non-work screen time as much as possible. What are some of your health habits? Are those habits in line with the direction you want your life to go? If not, there is little chance of achieving your outcome. Resetting foundational habits, especially if they are appreciably different than our current reality, can be incredibly challenging, but it's also extremely rewarding. To begin the process of change, try to determine the root reasons or causes for the current habit you would like to modify. Then establish a new outcome with incremental steps to get you some momentum toward that outcome. Some habits will be relatively straightforward to adjust. However, if you're honest, some habits may uncover difficult truths about your life. It is at these uncomfortable points that we often make excuses and try to justify our actions. Try to avoid the justification pitfall while also avoiding assigning blame or negativity. you have to assess your reality with as little bias as possible in order to be able to make the best decision on how to move forward. But keep in mind, we do not make change from a place of shame. So be kind and curious with yourself. Even nutrition and wellness professionals can find themselves living lives that are less than healthful. Seth Godin recently wrote a post that ended with the line, quote, "The best way to end up mediocre is via tiny compromises," end quote. Even though I knew better, I made a series of compromises that eventually resulted in mediocre health and a life that I was deeply dissatisfied with. For reference, this is what my foundational habits looked like 2 years ago. 1. Eat a plant-based diet. This was a decent start, but I still ate a lot of processed convenience foods and sugar. 2. Inadequate exercise, 1 to 2 times per week. 3. Inadequate sleep, averaging 6 frequently interrupted hours. 4. Excessive caffeine and alcohol intake. I was never addicted to either, but I used them as coping strategies for a lack of sleep and excessive stress, respectively. And 5. Excessive screen time, both at work and at home. Changing these habits required substantial effort and persistence. In fact, I realized that my less than healthy habits were a symptom of much larger problems related to my relationships, priorities, and work not aligning with my values. Those problems were fundamental incongruities in my life that I had to address in order to put my life back on a track I am now happy and proud of. But this full reset of my habits took over a year and a half because so much of my life had to change. I hope that most of you do not have such drastic shifts to make, but if you do, know that they're 100% possible with sufficient effort and determination. Be brave, honest, and resolute in resetting your habits. The result will be a healthier and more satisfying life. You just listened to the post titled "Habits Determine Health" by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil again here for my comments. I once heard a quote, and I can't remember the exact way it was worded, but it goes something like this. Our habits define us. So when we think about what our life is mainly composed of, it's our habits. That's what we end up spending most of our days doing. If most of our habits are not helping us move towards a path of health and wellness, well, we can say that our lives are not supporting that goal. But as Becca mentioned, we don't need to be discouraged by this. Instead, we can start taking small steps, not just one small step one time, but one small step over weeks and months and years. Now we start to translate that into real improvements. So even if we just start small, but stay consistent with that one small behavior, it can go a long way. As I was reading that list, if something jumped out at you like, ooh, I like that idea, start with that. Use the inspiration that you're getting right now to do something. Try it out. Make that your one small step. And if you do it consistently, you may just change your life. All right, Really quickly before I go, you can hear a lot more blogs being narrated to you for free. To subscribe to our other podcasts, just search for Optimal Living Daily. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. Have a wonderful start to your week. Now, I got to go teach, but I'll be back here tomorrow with a post from a guest author on Nerd Fitness and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.